As more and more people are repeatedly catching COVID-19, a big question emerges. Is the risk of developing long COVID the same with each new infection? NPR health correspondent Rob Stein has been searching for answers.
Even as the pandemic recedes, one fear that keeps lots of people on edge is the danger that a case of COVID will leave them suffering from brain fog, disabling fatigue, or a long list of other lingering health problems. The good news is that recent studies indicate that the chances of that happening appear to be far lower from second infections than from first infections. Daniel Ayyubkhani has been looking into this at the Office of National Statistics in the United Kingdom.
Yeah, so it's true that the risk of long COVID is significantly lower after a second infection than a first infection.
Ayyubkhani bases that on the latest results from a big ongoing survey of people across the UK. About 4% of adults report symptoms of long COVID at least 4 weeks after their first infection. In contrast, only 2.4% of adults who didn't get long COVID after their first infection reported lingering symptoms after their second.
The risk is statistically significantly lower the second time round than the first time round of developing new onset long COVID, but there's still a small risk. It's not impossible to develop long COVID the second time if you didn't develop it the first time. I think that's the kind of key takeaway message from our study.
The research didn't examine why the risk would be lower the second time, but Ayyubkhani says there may be several explanations. Maybe the immunity from the first infection reduces the risk. Maybe people who didn't get it the first time are just less prone to getting long COVID. Dr. Ziad Al-Ali at Washington University produced similar findings when he studied hundreds of thousands of patients treated by the U.S. Veterans Administration. He says maybe it's because the newer variants cause milder disease, which is less likely to leave people with lingering symptoms.
The virus itself has evolved to be milder over time. So when people got reinfected, they generally got reinfected with Omicron, which is certainly milder than Delta and milder than ancestral strain.
But Al-Ali cautions that even if the risk is lower, so many people are still catching the virus more than once that the total number of people left with long COVID continues to increase.
I sort of reckon it to a Russian roulette that the odds at the individual level, the odds of getting long COVID after a second infection versus the first is lower for any individual person. But that risk is not zero, meaning that at the population level, getting reinfection still contributes to additional cases of long COVID in the community and at the population level.
And no one knows the risk from third or fourth infections. Rob Stein, NPR News.